This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. There are thousands of dams in Wisconsin, and it's up to dam operators to keep them up and running properly. Last year, Wisconsin ranked second worst in the nation for dam failures. Gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. When asked by WXCO about dam safety last month, Tiffany said dams should be repaired when they need it.
For too long, both local and state government have taken a detour in taking care of the basics, making sure that our infrastructure is fixed. Dams are one of them that we should make sure that they are getting fixed.
Uriah Munday is the state dam safety engineer. He says dams can be owned by a variety of entities, including state, federal, and private owners.
Dams get inspected on a certain regular rotation, and the requirements for maintenance or repair that come out of those inspections.
According to a report released last year from the American Society of Civil Engineers, Wisconsin dams received a C-plus grade in operational health.
In general, I tend to characterize our dam infrastructure as aging, reasonably tended. Most dams need some kind of work on them, right? And that costs money.
The report says several hundred of the approximately 1,000 largest dams have greatly exceeded their design life of 50 to 75 years and need rehabilitation. The Association of State Dam Safety Officials estimates $1.75 billion as the total cost to rehabilitate Wisconsin's dams rated in less than satisfactory condition, and $380 million for those with high hazard potential. Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of $2.61. Melissa Kay reports.
This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months.
Next year's election for Wisconsin Attorney General looks like it may be a rematch. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Attorney General Josh Call already announced he's running to keep his seat after speculation he might throw his hat in the ring to become governor. Now, Eric Toney has joined the race. In 2022, he was the GOP nominee for attorney general. Toney has been the district attorney for Fond du Lac County since 2012. He was also the former president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. Toney says his top priorities include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. When Call and Toney ran against one another in 2022, it was a close race. Call won with a 1.3% margin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new apartment project breaks ground in Merrill this week. WSAW reports a new housing project along the Wisconsin River will break ground tomorrow. The project, called The River, is a market-rate apartment complex that will feature three 22-unit apartment buildings located on South Keys Street along the Wisconsin River and the River Bend Trail System. The buildings will be constructed over the next 3 years with room for future expansion. The groundbreaking ceremony and a key presentation is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. The Wausau River District is seeking a new executive director. The position was left open after former executive director Callie Wolk was removed last month. Her removal followed a social media post appearing to celebrate the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The executive director is responsible for coordinating projects, programs, and policies within a downtown revitalization program that focuses on historic preservation and downtown economic development. Applications to fill the position will be accepted until this Friday, and those interested must email a cover letter, current resume, and a list of three references to the president of the River District Board of Directors. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to celebrate Forest Products Week. According to a press release, the state's forestry industry generates an estimated $27 billion in goods each year and supports over 56,000 jobs, leading to a total economic impact value of over $41 billion. Forest Products Week is meant to recognize the workers who help sustain the crucial industry in the state. More information on the economic impact of Wisconsin's forestry industry is available on the DNR's website. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.